here's John S. Doyle with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The government's decision to recognise officially the state of Palestine yesterday was widely welcomed by many civil society groups, opposition parties and supporters of Palestine, so says the Irish Times in its lead story. But the paper says that Israel's government fiercely criticised the move, warning that it was a reward to Hamas and would have diplomatic consequences. And that criticism is the focus of the Irish Examiner's lead story. Israel has warned that there will be severe consequences following the formal recognition of Palestine by Ireland, Norway and Spain. The Examiner understands that these would include an isolation of those countries' ambassadors, the severing of contact between leaders and curtailment of political visits, including to Gaza. In an editorial, The Times describes yesterday's recognition of Palestine as a timely and symbolic move. Powerfully symbolic, says the Examiner. It is a step towards justice, says the Irish Independent. Things can only get better. That hopeful message this morning in the lead headline on the Irish News could be meant for the people of the Middle East, but in fact it's over a report on the United Kingdom's Prime Minister announcing a general election for the 4th of July. Sunak stuns Westminster by calling snap elections, says the Times. The Irish News political correspondent John Manley writes that while the Labour administration that is expected to replace Rishi Sunak's government may not instill too much confidence among some voters, there is a sense that things can only get better. Manley says that even as Mr. Sunak was announcing the polling date, the song of that name, adopted by Labour before its 1997 victory, was being blasted out by a protester at Downing Street, and it was raining. On your marks, get wet, go, says the headline on the Belfast Telegraph, beside a picture of a sodden Sunak. In a comment piece in The Examiner, Martin Kettle of The Guardian writes that one felt for Sunak in his torment, drenched in rain and almost drowned out by horrible hostile noise from Whitehall protesters, but he just about retained his dignity. The Independent leads with a report that the digital bank Revolut is piling the pressure on Ireland's three main banks with the launch of an instant access savings account offering interest rates of up to 3.49%. The Irish Daily Mail reports that payments to asylum seekers will be means tested within weeks. Craig Hughes writes that a memo to the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, in April advised that annual savings of €10.8 million could be made. Foreign-born election candidates say they have been racially abused while out canvassing and were told to F off home. That's according to a report in the Irish Daily Mirror by Louise Byrne, who writes that Fine Gael has said that almost all of its 16 non-white members standing for council seats have been threatened and targeted. The Irish Daily Star reports that Jim Sheridan is to direct a film about the murder of Sophie Toscan Duplantier. Colm Meaney is to play Ian Bailey, and Aidan Gillen will play the part of a prosecutor as a fictional jury debates the real-life facts of the case.
John S. Doyle.